want to share something about that? You know, we're a family. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be shy. Does anybody want to share something?
Anybody?
Mary.
Such a blessing for my daughter. She took time out of her busy week to help me come and move an old stove and an old freezer from off the porch. And then we started on the kitchen. And I don't know what she did with all my stuff. I still can't find it. But it's just nice to have a shiny clean, and it's nice to have someone that's so full of joy and energy to work with. And she does love the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the greatest blessing.
Thanks for sharing that. Time spent with loved ones, that's what the Lord allows us to do. So thank you. Anybody else? Going once, twice? Okay. I know you guys have something. You just might just be a little bit shy, but that's okay. So I just want to thank everybody that prayed for me, that helped me go to Arizona last week. I really had a great time. Learned a lot of a different culture. But I think that I'm learning more and more about what God has for me. And, you know, I can't get more if I continue taking the baggage with me. You know, I need to leave something behind so I can get filled. You know what I mean? So thank you for those ones who have prayed with me. Thank you, my wife, and thank you, Nicole, for looking after my little boy. She always looks after Chubbs when we do that. So I thank you. Just thank you. So I just want to just mention a few things that happened on my trip. So we flew out on Thursday, got there. I guess in the American Native culture, it's a tradition to give gifts, right? When you meet somebody, you gift. It's an honoring thing. So we gave gift. We came with gifts, and we gave the couple that we were staying with, that we were ministering with. We brought them gifts. Last year, we went home, Nikki and I, we went back to South Africa, and I bought a bongo, a drum. And I always wanted a drum, and I'm like, I don't, you know. So I brought it back home, and I played on it once or twice, and my dog went wild, so now it's a paperweight. It's just sitting in the basement. So then Jason Heilman, just before we left, like, hey, guys, ask the Lord or just think about something that you can take with as a gift. And I'm not saying this is from the Lord, because I don't like saying this is from the Lord if it's not from the Lord. But I just felt like, man, I'm going to take this bongo with. I think I can bless him with the bongo. And that's what I did. And when we got there, it was like they were praying for a drum set type thing. So I gave him the bongo. So kind of like I think I poured into that dream that they had or something. So it was kind of neat. And then we were told, like, all this ministry time that we set up, 2/3 of them didn't work out. It's like, okay. You know, because I think sometimes we come with an agenda, and if it's not this and this and this, we feel incomplete. We're like, oh, well, what do? We wasted our time. You know, and I don't think we ever waste our time if we do things in love and for the Lord. You know, so we were able to go to a Remembrance Day on Saturday. We were the only white people. We were six of us. We were the only six white people in the reservation. They had a Remembrance Day where they celebrated those ones who has gone before them, the elderly. So they had a huge day. So they honored the elderly. They brought the kids in, they did tug of war, they had horse racing, and just a day of celebration. And it was neat because we got to meet people, we got to converse with people, we got to hear people's stories, you know. And so it was really good. It's just, I think, I think in all of this, God is changing my mindset about how and what evangelism and missions and all these things look like. You know what I mean? So the biggest thing on our trip was really, if I have to say, is the couple that we stay with, their daughter, 4 days before we came, was in Las Vegas, and she and her boyfriend, fiance, I'm not 100% sure if it was a fiance, they were on their way somewhere, and he actually just dumped her on the airport, said, "I'm done with you," and left her there. Now, from Page to Las Vegas is a 5.5-hour drive, so she called her mom and dad, and they went to go pick her up. Their relationship wasn't the greatest. And then this is what was told. She said, "You know, I asked God, why me? What happened? What did I do wrong? Why am I being punished?" And all these things. And then we showed up, you know. And we just invited her into everything we did. You know, she's a great photographer. And she's just a fun person to be around. But we have invited her to do the things with us. And she hasn't gone to church for a while. So Sunday when we went to church, she came with. And, you know, but the night before we left, she wrote a letter to Jason's wife. And in the letter said that, you know, she had all these questions and all these things. But then we came around and we showed her a part of the love that we carried from God, you know. And it was just really amazing that she had an encounter with the Lord in that time frame that, you know, it perked her up again. There's reconciliation happening with her and her parents. So it's, you know, and then my mind is like, well, we didn't really do a lot of ministry, but it's like the Lord said, He'll leave the 99 and go after the one. And if you can show the one love, right? That's what it's about. So that's what I took away from this mission, this ministry time, is we loved on the one, and the one really had a great encounter with the Lord. I'm not saying as a thundering and lightning and falling down and all these things, but she had an encounter with God in her way, you know, in the way that God has allowed that. So that was my story. That's kind of how the trip played off. You know, and a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of things that you want to do that you can't do and things like that. So on the airport flying out Thursday, I had a, they call it a carry-on bag, right? So you get two kinds of baggage that you take to the airport. You take a carry-on or you take a check-in bag, right? We all know that, right? We know carry-ons and checking-ons. So carry-on is okay. The airport excuse you from checking your bag, so it's kind of okay. You can take the carry-on bag. Or if you have a bigger bag, you have to check it and you pay for the check-on bag. So I was just kind of thinking on the way to Arizona, like, man, baggage. And I just felt like the Lord said, yeah, there's still some baggage. You still have some baggage. I'm like, wow, really? I have baggage. I still have baggage. And it's true, I do. I do. Because in Scripture, Paul talks about, I do things that I don't want to do. Even though I don't want to do them, I still do them, right? You guys have heard the Scripture. I'm not 100% sure where it's at. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 9. Romans 7 addresses that too. It says that I don't know what's going on because I don't want to do these things, but I yet still find myself doing these things, right? So there's baggage that I'm carrying. One of the things that I've done for a long time, like I shared the last time, is, you know, I tell stories at times that's truth to me, but it's in real honesty, it's not truth. But I've made it so truth in my mind and my that it's real. You know what I mean? And that's some of the baggage that I'm carrying, that I'm asking God to help me through it. And I felt like the Lord said to me in this time that, you know, we look at baggage as addictions and, you know, all these bad things like sexual abuse and all these things. We look at those baggage, and those baggage are, you know, you come to the cross and you give that baggage to the church and you say, you know what, help me through this, and we lay it at the cross, and it's great. But is that carry-on that the airline says it's okay, we're not going to penalize you, because you can take this with you, you can put it in the bin above you, you can put it in the seat in front of you, under the seat, that's okay, it's excusable. But that's the baggage that we walk around with, and we wonder why we do not change in our lives, right? I don't know, I'm just being real and honest with you. That's baggage that I carry around that I feel like I'm excused. I'm excused of that. And I wonder why I do not change in my life as much as I do. I wonder why I do the things that I do that I don't want to do, but I yet still do them, right? And I know I'm talking to somebody, because I'm talking to myself, you know? But then again, Scripture talks about there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? There is no condemnation. Whatever God shows us, there's no condemnation in this, in that. There is life. If you choose to change, we spoke about this on Friday. Change, we can talk about change all we want. But if you don't step into it, nothing happens, right? If we don't allow change to happen, because change brings uncomfortableness, it brings fear of the unknown. It's like, what's going to happen? What are people going to think about me? Am I going to be able to? So we're afraid. So that's part of the baggage I'm taking with me on the plane. Like, okay, it's excusable. I'm talking to myself. It's really, I feel like this whole last week and the week before, God is really honing into me, because, like I said before, my wife would ask me, do you have money? And I would say, yeah, no, I have $20, and then I have $100 in my wallet. It's truth. I have money. I have $20, but I have another $100, so it's not full truth. I'm not telling her the whole truth, you know? I helped my friend out on a credit card that I held, like I'm helping him out, but I'm excusing it because I'm saying, well, if I tell Nikki this, she might freak out and she might say, well, no, no, no. You know what I mean? So I put that baggage on and I'm like, okay, to save her the whole feeling frustrated and all that, I'm just not going to tell her, which is truth, but it's not the whole truth. In marriage, I'm learning that we need to, and I really am preaching to myself, but we need to take our carry-on baggage, and we need to put that in front of the cross too and say, God, this too, right? Because we cannot move into a place of change if we're not open and honest with ourselves. So we all have baggage in our lives, right? We all have that. And if we don't, we're actually deceiving ourselves. In First John 1:8, it says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, I'm not pleading with God. I'm asking God, God, I want your truth. I really want your truth. I want your truth. I want your truth. You know? And so, by asking for something, I need to be willing to change and accept what comes with change. In life, there's always a consequence to things we do. In the good and in the bad, there's always a consequence. Now, I've learned and I've really honed into that even in my bad consequences, I'm still ahead because I have Christ within me and He works things for my good. Now, for my good would mean if I murdered somebody, I'm going to go to jail. But there's a season of mercy and grace. It's for my good, and what God, if I choose to receive it, that He works things out for me. You know what I mean? It's not just going to disappear. It's never just going to be taken away. You're going to have to work through it. But if you allow Him to work with you, in you, all things will be done for our good. So Paul, in his life, knew this all too well too. You know, when he got saved, or when he had his encounter with Jesus, you know, He had baggage. He had carry-on baggage, and he had luggage that needed to be checked, you know. And I'm not saying that baggage is all bad. I'm not saying that at all. Because, well, when I was at the airport, I don't know, the last few times I've flown, they've checked my bags, they patted me down, and it's like, what the heck, what's going on? So I got to the airport, and guess what? They had to scan my bag, and they opened everything up, and they threw everything out, and I'm like, okay. So here I am, packing everything back in, and I'm thinking, sometimes God stirs that in us. He shakes us, and then we choose to, okay, well, it's open, and he opened it right now, but they can't see this, so let me put this back. You know what I mean? And let me put this back. And then again, a while longer, we find ourselves with different objects in our check bag or in our carry-on bag. So Paul knew this. But Paul surrendered. Paul was a surrendered servant of the Lord. But he still had his own baggage. But he chose to work through it in relationship with Christ, right? And that's what we all want to do. We want to work through things in our relationship with Christ. So this whole week and a half, this is the passage that I feel like the Lord has been just touching me with. It's Philippians 3, verses 12 and to 14. I don't know if you want to pull that up, Chris. But I'm reading out of the Message Bible, and it says, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I have got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and I'm running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You will see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. So that's in the Message Bible. Then I'm reading out of the NIV or the NLT. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So I'm saying all of this to say that we can change. We need to embrace change. And what does change look like in my life? Change looks like I have to take my carry-on bag and put it at the feet of the cross and say, God, you know, search my heart, because I'm going around the mountain all the time. The same thing happens, and I wonder why I don't find myself in a deeper relationship with you, in a deeper relationship with my wife, in a deeper relationship with people around me. It just feels like I'm stagnant. I'm just doing the same thing. And God is allowing me to see some of the baggage that I'm carrying. So what are you holding on today? Ask yourself the question. You know, be open and honest with you. Like I just read 1 John 1 verse 8 says, don't deceive yourself in saying that you don't have any. You know, because then the truth is not, I mean, then you'll just stay there. So all this baggage is keeping us down, and it's not allowing us to move forward. Because if we keep looking backwards, you know, looking back at our past, that's a good thing, right? There's good in our past. you know, education and relationships, some of the relationships, things like that, that's good in our past. You know, but there's the ugly and there's the not so good, you know. And those are the things that wants to keep our focus attached to the past rather than looking at what's going on and what God is doing in front of us. So my challenge this morning is just being open and honest with yourself, and I have to look at it in my life too, to allow God to show you your baggage, you know, to show what is the good in the past, you know, because God redeems the good. He redeems all things, but he redeems the good, you know, and the ugly and the bad, that's the baggage that we carry around and we wonder why we don't change. So take that baggage. The challenge is this morning, take your baggage. Ask God to show you that, because he will. He's not going to condemn you of that, because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He will not condemn you of that, but he will bring you to a place where you can give it to him and he'll walk with you through the change. You know what I mean? So I just want to challenge you guys to look at that this morning. And if there's anybody that wants prayer this morning about that, I'm not all the way there yet, but I would love to pray with you guys. You know, we're brothers and sisters. We need to encourage one another. We need to stand by one another. We need to uplift one another. We need to exhort one another. We need to be quiet, be silent next to one another, and just let people vent. And just, you know, we need to be there. We're a body. We're a family. We're, you know, if we can't go anywhere else, it should be different when we get together as a family. You know what I mean? So yeah, if anybody wants to know how to lay down your baggage, you know, it starts at the cross. That's the only answer that I know that I'm finding out, is lay it down at the cross, because that's where everything begins. So I just want to leave you guys with that. If anybody wants prayer, I would love to pray with you. I'm going to pray, and then we're done. Then we're done. So I hope you guys are encouraged. I hope there's no feelings of condemnation or anything like that, because that's not the message. The message is life, change. There's a new song. God is doing something new in this season. And one of the things is getting rid of the traditions of man, right? We do things, and this is what I want to end off with, is the traditions of man. What I've learned is the way, this is how you pray for somebody. This is how you do missions. This is how you do evangelism. This is how you do this. I feel like God is, there's an expiration date on things. He's showing us a new way, a new thing. It's the same, but it's different, because he's always moving and he's always about our business. So yeah. So Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the things you are doing, God, the things that you are stirring even right now. Lord, and I pray where there is feelings or attacks of condemnation, God, I just ask that you would just, God, just remove that right now in the hearts of your people. I ask, God, that you would release, God, your mercy and your grace and your loving kindness, God, over each and every one of us here, God. We thank you that your word brings life, God. Your word brings joy, and God, it just changes. If we invite you in all of these things, God, it just changes the character, our character, and who we are, God. So I can only ask for myself this morning, God, I invite you to come and just, God, we've prayed this prayer before, but I just want you to stir and just shake whatever needs to be shaken, God. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless each and everybody here today, God. Lord, and I ask that you would keep them and just hold them in your hands, Lord. Lord, and in this prayer, I just want to lift up the Vandenberg family this morning, God, where they have lost a loved one this passing week, God. We just ask, God, that you would just release your peace and your comfort into their family right now, Lord. Lord, it's good to know that where the loved ones are going, but God, the reality is there's still a missing and a yearning for relationship, and God, just missing people in general and those that are close to us, Lord. So we just ask that you would bless them, that you would comfort them in this time, God, and that you would just allow them to have the peace, God, that transcends all understanding. So we just bless them, God, and we just ask that you would continuously be with them through this. Lord, and I just thank you for each and everybody here. Bless each and everybody here today, and just give them wisdom and just release your mercy and your grace and your peace over them too. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.